KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have showers and thunderstorms, 64 degrees in Atlantic over the past hour. We picked up over a third of an inch of rainfall at 34 one-hundredths of an inch just before 8 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicates strong thunderstorms across southwest Iowa, a long line extending from about 9 miles north of Atlantic to 23 miles south of Atlantic and to 48 miles southwest of Creston. Now, that line of storms is moving east at 40 miles per hour. Heavy rain and winds greater than 30 miles per hour are possible with these storms, and rainfall amounts may exceed an inch per hour, producing ponding water on roads and low visibilities. The leading edge of the stronger storms may reach the I-35 corridor from Des Moines on south by 9 or 9:30. Locations impacted by the storm include Messina, Exira, Gravity, Corning, Bedford, Oneida, Bridgewater, Sharpsburg, Prescott, Conway, Adair, Lenox, Fontenelle, and Clearfield. Gusty winds may cause small objects such as trash bins to blow around, and you should seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storms have passed. Again, there's no severe thunderstorm warning, but there are storms with intense lightning and heavy rain that are occurring in our listening area. Radar shows the storms basically extending from just to the southwest of Exira across Interstate 80 to the Atlantic area, and now down through the south, straight on down south, as the Weather Service was reporting, down through the Clarinda area and along the Highway 71 corridor, essentially. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating several burglaries which occurred Monday afternoon near Red Oak. The thefts took place in an area west of Chautauqua Park. According to Red Oak Police, officers were called to the 1300 block of North 6th Street at around 2:40 p.m. to investigate several vehicle burglaries. Officers were also called to 608 East Oak Street in Red Oak to investigate a garage break-in where two vehicles had been burglarized. In each instance, the vehicles were unlocked with no sign of forced entries. And as of this morning, at least 8 theft victims have been identified. The investigation is ongoing, and no dollar estimate is available for the property reported stolen. Anyone with information about Monday's burglaries is asked to call the Red Oak Police at 623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green yesterday announced that because of several near-miss accidents and in the interest of public safety, East 22nd Street has been changed to one-way-only traffic between Highway 71 and Olive Street and until further notice. Green says the authorized direction of travel is now westbound only. In addition, the temporary speed limit on that section of 22nd Street is now 15 miles per hour. Green said there have been several near-accident situations arising from construction taking place in the affected area. All residents living along East 22nd Street between Highway 71 and Olive Street should be aware that that section of road has been and remains closed to all through traffic. Officers will be stopping motorists and issuing citations to anyone caught using the road as a throughway, as well as enforcing the speed limits. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one person was injured during a crash Friday northwest of Atlantic. The accident happened on Marnie Road when a 2002 GMC Sierra driven by 24-year-old Michael C. Bodrug of Angel Fire, New Mexico, went out of control as the pickup was traveling southbound on the wet road surface. Bodrug's pickup entered the west ditch and came to rest against a utility pole. He was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic for treatment of minor injuries. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $4,500. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said yesterday that a NEOLA man remained in serious condition at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Following a rollover accident, which took place Saturday morning in Neola, Danker said 38-year-old Daniel Colton of Neola was transported to UNMC by Neola Rescue. After the vehicle he was a passenger in rolled multiple times before coming to rest on its top in a yard at 514 Front Street in Neola at around 2:15 a.m. Saturday. The driver of the 2011 Chevy Cruze was identified as 37-year-old Craig Wiggins of Rural Council Bluffs. Danker said Wiggins told investigators he had swerved to miss a deer on northbound Railroad Highway just before the accident occurred. Wiggins suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Rescuers worked for about 30 minutes to free both men from the wreckage. Danker said a blood test was conducted to determine if alcohol might have played a role in the crash, but the results of the test were not available Monday. The Atlantic Police Department reports four people were arrested over the past few days. This past Sunday, 25-year-old Derek McDermott of Atlantic was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant for driving while barred, and 47-year-old Ross Havens of Wyota was arrested on a charge of OWI, second offense. On Saturday, 28-year-old Mike Henson of Atlantic was also arrested for OWI, second offense. And on Friday, Atlantic police arrested 30-year-old Jason Trotter of Atlantic on a warrant for third-degree harassment. All four men were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday four people were arrested recently on unrelated charges. On Saturday, 36-year-old Jason Michael Carstens of Messina was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Carstens was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Sunday on $1,000 bond. Last Wednesday, sheriff's deputies arrested 45-year-old Angela Renee Johnson of Cumberland on a charge of OWI first offense. Johnson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was released later that day on her own recognizance. On August 20th, 53-year-old Randy Scott Kreisinger of Griswold was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Kreisinger was taken to the Cass County Jail and also released later that same day on his own recognizance. And on August the 19th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 23-year-old Lucas James Bogart of Stanton on a charge of failure to appear. Bogart was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Officials of the Cass County Conservation Service say the Conservation Board is holding a Mysterious Monarchs program this Thursday afternoon. The public program will be held at the main campground at Lake Anita State Park in Anita. During that free 4 p.m. event, you can discover monarch butterflies before their journey south. And conservation staffers will tag monarchs and show you how to do the same. If you'd like a home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for the kit. You can call 712-769-2372 to pre-register for that kit. You do not have to be a registered camper to attend that Mysterious Monarchs program. The Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant that was entirely surrounded by Missouri River floodwaters earlier this summer is no longer under a flood emergency. Omaha Public Power District spokesman Jeff Hansen said the power plant about 20 miles north of Omaha ended the flood emergency Monday afternoon. The river near the plant fell to 1,003.5 feet above sea level Monday. The main power plant buildings are 1,004 feet above sea level. Workers have already begun removing some flood barriers and disassembling the elevated catwalks that workers had used to cross the flooded parking lot. Fort Calhoun has been shut down since April because it was being refueled after the flooding began. It's not clear when it will restart because officials haven't been able to determine what repairs are necessary. Lingering floodwaters from the Missouri River have caused travel headaches in northwest Missouri for nearly 3 months, and state officials say it's too early to know when repairs might start. Missouri Transportation Department officials say the current flooding in both duration and the amount of water is worse than the 1993 flood. In northwest Missouri, 65 miles of roads remain submerged, including some of the few routes with bridges across the Missouri. And 6 miles north of Interstate 29, just across the Missouri-Iowa border, is still soaking underwater, with another 14 miles submerged just north of Council Bluffs. Beth Wright of the Transportation Department says the department is hoping to start addressing damaged roads between the middle to end of September to mid-October. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, 94-year-old Gilbert Mueller of Atlantic died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Gilbert Mueller will be today at 10:50 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. 94-year-old Herma Lucille Wilson of Harlan died Friday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for Herma Wilson will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Persia Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 84-year-old Dorothy Johnson of Orient died Friday at Hospice with Heart House in Glenwood. Funeral services for Dorothy Johnson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 84-year-old Charles Bud Stewart of Panora died Saturday at the Lexington Place in Keokuk. Funeral services for Bud Stewart will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 89-year-old Amber Oberholtz of Panora and formerly of Casey died Sunday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Amber Oberholtz will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 89-year-old Geraldine Rutherford of Guthrie Center died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Geraldine Rutherford will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And 102-year-old Lenore Mauck of Mount Clair, California, and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at the Mount Clair Manor, where she'd been a resident since 1995. Graveside services for Lenore Mauck will be held on September 6th, next Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery just west of town. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with the arrangements. That is a check of our news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.